Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Creamer Law Firm. Creamer Law, Business Law, CreamerLaw.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. You want your computer to work, and that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio, as he is a couple of times a month, Thomas Kuth from, of course, the Creamer Law Firm. Thomas, welcome back.
Hey, thanks for having
me, as
always.
Where's your compadre, man?
Where's the boss? I'm just really glad that you let me in the building without him. I was worried that I wasn't going to get him without a chaperone today.
Yeah. Well, it's always a pleasure to see you. So we're going to take a little different tack today. We're going to not spend so much time in the legalese of the business world, but I'm really interested because you took in an event last month. Or was it this month?
It was a month ago now.
Yeah. Wow, how fast time goes.
That was quick, yeah.
It was South by Southwest, and that happens in Austin, Texas. And, of course, the Greater Des Moines Partnership has a big deal going on there, and you've got all kinds of people. And while we could talk to the partnership about what happens and what they experienced and how cool it was, they'd give us the company line on that, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, you have to.
Exactly, because that's it's their gig, man. But you were there. And so I'm really interested to get your take on what it was and what folks think about Iowa as a business entity. Talk to us.
Absolutely. Well, the thing about South by Southwest is probably the most famous portion of it is the music festival.
Sure.
But there's so much more going on. It's got a business convention attached to it. It's film and art, and startups are looking at different enterprises, different directions that they can go with their businesses. Now, sort of the head upon which all of this revolves are the regional showcases. And the idea behind these is that you have a regional outlet such as Des Moines, Portland, Charlottesville, you know, things like that, where you really are boosting your own regional image. So it's not just Austin-based. It's more of this national idea of regional identity. And so you end up with different tents. I mean, South by Southwest, it takes over the entire city.
Right.
And it's supremely frustrating for locals who are trying to get to work because streets are closed off. And you have these tents where regional businesses and chambers of commerce have set up points of interest. You get local artists down there, you get local bands and acts, and then you talk about what's going on in your part of the country.
So you're a business attorney.
I am a business attorney.
And What'd you go for?
Yeah. Music and entertainment are really a big part of what I do and something that I'm passionate about. I was an archaeologist for 7 years before I became an attorney. We've had that conversation. Yeah. And the arts has always been a big part of my life and something I'm passionate about. Now, South by Southwest is sort of this showpiece, this showcase for the interaction between the arts and the business world. And I have a lot of friends down in Austin who are always encouraging me to visit more. And you know what? It's a really good excuse to go down there when the partnership is putting together a tent. So.
A nice deal. When you talk to people that were not or perhaps not familiar with the Greater Des Moines Metro, what was their thought about what we have here and what were you able to tell them as far as the real skinny?
The big takeaway that you get when discussing particularly Iowa, with people who've never been to the Midwest, is where and why. It's this idea that nothing really happens in the Midwest, this misconception that innovation and what's really going on is happening on the coasts. And that's just simply not the case. And the majority of the people that I discussed this with or that had the opportunity to visit the Des Moines Embassy, which is the tent that
they... Hell yes, Des Moines.
Hell yeah. And so... just talking with people, it really changed their minds because you talk about the young professional population. You talk about the workforce development taking place. Businesses want to be in areas where people are excited and capable of working for their business, just like people want to live in an area that is both interesting to them and they can make a living at it. In the Midwest, and Des Moines in particular, in my opinion at least, has this just... over the top. You have a great working population here. You have a great young professional population, very qualified, very educated. And on top of that, the entertainment in town is just, there's a great foundation here, and it just keeps building with the Des Moines Social Club and the Music Coalition, the Civic Association, the arts. All of these things are building up to make the Des Moines metro area more accessible for people, regardless of where they're coming from.
And more interesting at the same time.
Absolutely.
Because not everyone is as crazy as I am and works 20 hours a day. There are people out there that have a life, you know, and they like to go do something.
Exactly. There's one of the things that attracted me to Des Moines. I moved here for law school,
right.
But what really kept me here was 7 nights a week, I can find something to do if I want to run 7 nights a week.
Sure.
Not always the case, but I can find a show. I can find an art gallery. I can find a good restaurant. There's always something to do if you're willing and know where to look
Absolutely,
for it.
Absolutely, yeah. And that has got to be exciting. Were people surprised when you started to lay out this overarching conversation about availability in Des Moines?
Well, I don't think they believed me. I think this is a situation where my academics really came into play because I had to cite everything. I mean, people are going, well, prove it. Prove that. I'm like, well, okay, here's the Forbes magazine where all of these numbers came out in, or here's the USA Today article. And it was just very interesting to watch people kind of wrap their mind around this idea that Des Moines, whoa, this is surprisingly cool. That's amazing. It also kind of worked against a lot of the, I guess we'll call it convention doublespeak. And if you've been to enough business Sure. conventions, you're definitely aware of this. In one breath, someone will tell you, oh, you should have gone to such and such a place 10, 20 years ago. That was its heyday. Nashville, it's the 50s and 60s. Austin, you know, people are saying 10, 20 years ago. Seattle, Portland, they're saying, you know, the 90s, or Portland really right now, probably. But then in the very next breath, after they tell you that it's a dying market, they say, you should go there to really advance your career. And that just does not make sense to me on any level. That's just crazy.
Why would
you do that?
It is. Thomas Kutz, ladies and gentlemen, Creamer Law Firm. Thanks for sharing that with us, because I think getting your insight on an event like that, and relatively a new person here in Des Moines, that's precious.
Absolutely. Well, and thanks for having me. I love talking about Des Moines. I love talking about music.
All right, cool. We're going to step aside. We got to get out of here. Tyler's going, come on, man, hurry up. For all of us associated with the Business News Hour, we heard from Laura Kennard today, Mike Wells from Wells Blue Bunny, Thomas Kutz from the Creamer Law Firm, all kinds of stuff going on in the metro. Have yourself a great Monday evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.